brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Fact.
Absolutely fact.
Absolute fact, no.
Have you guys seen season 3 of Dairy Girls yet?
206, we're screwed.
Streaming that 207 at 2 o'clock, we're not. Yeah. We're not the best anymore.
I've always thought of you as a dairy girl.
Yes, I am a dairy girl.
You're something. I don't know what. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, I'm a little disappointed. I was promised Petey Scotch today.
And that's, no, that's the next show.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Look at him. He's genuinely upset. I've turned him. I'm like one of those damn spy masters. I've flipped him. It's like, he's craving Iowa now. So
I'm wearing the I'm here for the Scotch shirt, but I'm still not disappointed by this one.
No. Well,
this show's pretty good too.
And we got Made Man Maury.
Buenos dias, senor.
We got good old boy Justin.
Good morning.
And we got good old boy Harmeet.
Bring me some bourbon, boy.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea and coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can drink. And apparently the computer keeps getting emails. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So,
good. You can turn off notifications, Bob.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, so here's the whiskeys we're going to be tasting today. This is our second fall release show, so pretty good lineup. We have from Four Roses the 2022 limited edition small batch. And from the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, we have the Thomas H. Handy Straight Rye Whiskey. We have the Sazerac 18-year Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. We have the Eagle Rare 17-year Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We have the William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And back after an absence from last year, we have the George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So let's have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
Well, Bob, it's Sunday. Fall release show number 2. We're going to give you a seat, but you're only going to need the edge. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Gangadine, water.
Gangadine, drink water.
Two sips, nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! Yes!
That was like I was in a monster truck show and fell asleep.
Yep. Here comes the nitro burning garden weasel!
Yeah. Yeah.
No. All right, so.
Petered out at the end there. Justin,
it's a story of his life, you know. Get those little blue pills. That might help you next time.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to have Harm tell us about our first limited release whiskey for the day. So take it away.
Why, thank you, Bob. This is good old boy Harmy coming to you with Four Roses 2022 limited edition small batch.
I can't keep doing that.
No, please
beep that out. 54.5% ABV. Only 109 proof. Only 109 non-chill filtered. And there were 14,100 bottles of this beautiful whiskey made. This is the Four Roses limited edition for 2022.
Reading it's is fundamental.
Yes.
You want to start that sentence over again?
I lost IQ points with the whole monster truck rally thing. I'm sorry. It's a blend of four different hand-selected batches of bourbon. It's made with the OESF 14-year-old, the OESV 14-year-old, the OESK
key.
Hard. Key.
How many keys was that, man?
Yeah, I know. OESK 15-year and the OBSV 20-year. In case you need want to look it up. The F yeast brings mint and herbs. The V yeast brings delicate fruit and caramel. The K yeast will bring you baking spice. And the OB recipe is the high barley recipe with 35% rye rather than 15% like in the OE. And that's the delicate spices. This is a beauty to behold. And where's the rest of the sample? Is it empty already? Did we kill that?
There's a little bit left, but you're not getting any more.
You're a horrible person, Bob. Yep. It's a beautiful deep amber, and the nose is just gorgeous. I get tons of brown butter and brown sugar. It's a hint of vanilla, black cherries, a little bit of raspberry, and what else? Is that maple?
There is a hint of maple, some allspice.
I don't get the allspice on the nose, but I'm getting more sugariness. On the palate, that's where the allspice comes in. I didn't smell it as much as you did.
Definitely Mari. Got the maple on the nose.
Yeah. Cloves, cinnamon. I'm getting some berry mid-palate towards the finish, and on the finish, it's long, it's balanced, and it's oaky. I really freaking enjoy this. Mari? Go ahead.
I really couldn't disagree with much of anything you said, contrary to usual. I actually tend to agree with you today. It's a beautifully made whiskey. It's really perfect in every aspect. I love the incredibly long finish. It's very fall-like with all the baking spice and the clove and cinnamon and allspice. I love this whiskey. I think it's fantastic, and it's a perennial favorite of most of ours at this table, and this year does not disappoint. Justin, what do you think?
I think if there's one spirit you're going to drink while handing out candy this year, this is the one. Hate to parrot Maury, but it is fall in a glass. If you could get it, if you're a millionaire or well-connected, get this spirit. It's amazing. The color was light brown, so I drank it down. The nose had really amazing...
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
Really, it was like the best furniture store you've ever been to nose with amazing fall flavor. And the finish, it's still going 2-3 minutes later, but not break your teeth in your face. What did you think, Brent?
No, it's definitely more subtle and a lot more finesse than some of the other things we'll talk about.
Yeah, this is a beautiful fall bourbon. Just kind of what you wanted to have with the colors changing and stuff like that. I got a lot of raspberries in mine initially, and then it's as the finish took over, the raspberries kind of died off.
But I felt like air faded the raspberries a little bit. When we first got it, I got that fruitiness, and as it sat in the glass, I felt like the fruit gave way to the more fall flavors.
Yeah, kind of the cherries kind of took over the raspberries. It was like a passing of the two on your palate, but it was still a beautiful spirit. I just kind of want to have those fall leaves sitting on a picnic table outside and enjoying the scenery and the hills and the mountains that we enjoy down here.
You know, the big portion of this whiskey is the OESF. That's the minty herbs. I didn't really get that till I came back to the whiskey and like had the glass a little bit further away from my nose. I'm getting that mint. It's a little bit further away. The mint is a little.
You're right. You got to really be far away from the nose. That's strange, but you're spot on with that.
Bob, what do you think?
I'm very aroused.
If this doesn't excite you, then I can't be your friend. Again, another killer one from our friends at Four Roses. Brent has knocked it out of the park with this one. I've seen one or two people, you know, in print review going, "Oh, it tastes a little bit old to me." It is a little bit old, you idiot. There's a reason it tastes that way. Yeah.
By no means.
God, no. Yeah. Not even close.
It's fully mature, but it is definitely not over the hill.
This, I don't even think this has hit peak. I think this might even get better if they'd have left it
Leonardo
there for a while.
Leonardo DiCaprio would not date this whiskey. It's too old for him.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, come on. There's a 20 in here. He's not going that far. I mean, our show's so long that by the time you get to the end of our show, Leonardo DiCaprio's date has to leave. So, you know. This is a fantastic bourbon. Very different from last year and the year before. Again, it is got that older profile, which I do so much enjoy.
Like you said, the furniture store, that's
yeah.
That old wood.
It's just, yeah, it's old oak, old wood. Not overpowering, not like all you taste is wood, but
no, it's definitely not a wood bomb.
No, you get that.
You would think that with the age of these, but
you get these hints of older oak.
But the spices really carry it. I mean,
the brown sugar on the nose, it's like when I'm making cinnamon rolls, I'll take the brown sugar and mix it with melted butter and spread it around. Put this, if you smell that butter and sugar mixed up, that's what I'm getting. And cherries and berries. Oh, it's absolutely lovely. And on the palate, hold on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Brown butter and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla.
So it's yummy. Just vanilla and clove. Cinnamon. And again, a beautiful underlayment of older seasoned oak. But it is not an oak bomb. It is not overpowering.
You guys got the raspberries. And I only started tasting about 5 minutes after you guys did. The raspberries were gone from me. I got the black cherry.
They were gone fast.
Yeah.
I got the black cherry.
Yeah. But, I mean, nonetheless, really just an amazing whiskey. The only bad thing about it is there's only 14,100 bottles available. If it was 140,000, I think they could probably sell them all. But, again, the Four Roses 2022 limited edition small batch is fantastic and gets a well-deserved
five
cents.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are in our fall release show number two. We just finished discussing the absolutely stunning Four Roses 2022 limited edition small batch. Which got a well-deserved five sips. If you can score a bottle of this, if you have to give up a kidney, if you have to give up your neighbor's kidney, you know.
What about just giving up a kid?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, pick the worst one.
Yeah. Well, you remember Monty Python? We have to sell you all now for medical experiments. Yeah, there you go. I think you'd be better off selling them for a bottle of this. So, absolutely fantastic whiskey. So let's go to our next whiskey, which is from the BTAC collection. So from Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, let's have Maury tell us about it.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey we'll be discussing is the Thomas H. Handy Straight Rye Whiskey, 65.45% ABV, or 130.9 proof for those of you who are mathematically challenged.
I resemble that remark.
No names were mentioned. Last year's release earned 97 points and was named in the top 100 spirits by judges at the 2022 Ultimate Spirits Challenge. This year's Handy was distilled in the spring of 2016, aged in warehouses I, L, and M from the 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th floors, with 31% of the original whiskey being lost to evaporation. This release is the highest proof for this whiskey since 2012.
Well, sorry, done. It was just me. Yeah.
This is another amazing and beautiful whiskey, especially coming on the heels of the Four Roses, which could easily have eclipsed a lesser whiskey. This one's got a beautiful mahogany color. Yes? Stop. Go. Sorry, Justin. It's amazing. The nose has some floral notes. I get a little bit of anise, marmalade, meringue. Almost get a little bit of a yeasty, bready note on the nose as well. Then comes the palate. This is just a mind-blowing whiskey. Coats the palate with a beautiful viscosity and mouthfeel. It's got a little creaminess. Here you start to get the baking spice coming out, some orange peel, even hints of dark chocolate. And then there's the finish. It's just long and long, like a praline.
It's like having relatives over on Thanksgiving. It never ends.
It never ends. That's right. Little candied orange. Just so much finesse, especially for a whiskey that does not drink like 130 proof. I just can't say enough good things. It's a perennial favorite of mine. It's often been one that's overlooked in the BTAC collection, but I think the Handy has definitely come into its own over the last few years and has shown that it can stand up to the best of the collection. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, this reminded me, you get those dark chocolates, those oranges that you can split up at the, you know, Christmas time and stuff. If somebody take one of those and dip it in some cinnamon, oh man, it's just beautiful. It's just lasts and lasts. I got a little bit of a lavender note on the nose at first. It kind of died off with the other floral notes, but the finish is the most outstanding part of this because it really reflects the palate and just carries on through, and it doesn't stop. I thought the Four Roses had a long finish, but
this one's even longer.
Longer, yes, it does.
It's definitely a spicier finish, not just longer. But I want to blow your minds. Put some water in it. It gets longer with the water. Not too much. It actually got longer with the water. It stayed in my mouth longer. It brought out more of the orange peel that you love, Brent. And I got more pepper and cinnamon on the mid palate, and it just keeps going. It got longer. It's crazy. And you were a good call on the, what was it? You said lavender, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out what that was. You're right. That's lavender.
It pops even more with the water on it.
Wow.
You know, with that nose, it really comes out the floral notes.
There. Yeah. The flowers come out more with the water.
Yeah.
But what about the finish? Am I wrong? Let that go. Justin, did you say anything about this?
Not yet.
I don't.
You still taste it.
I don't know that the finish. I don't know.
It definitely.
It's hard to say.
It definitely opened the nose.
Yeah. I think the finish was kind of the same for me with the water, but the nose popped.
And I'm getting more chocolate on the palate, too.
Well, this is definitely a 2-hour rye. The first hour, you should just nose this. It smells like a French bakery and sweet shop, one of the high-end ones. And the palate keeps changing. How would you know?
They wouldn't let you in those places.
Yeah, but face mask gets you anywhere. And the palate and the finish keeps changing on this. So this isn't something like, oh, I'm just going to have this before I go out to dinner. No. Do this instead of dinner. Turn your TV off. Sit in your chair. And just pay attention to this. Be mindful. It's so good.
Bob, what do you have to say?
Meh. That's enough.
It's more work. Let me just punch him in the face now.
The funny thing about Handy is years ago, we're talking, 10 plus years ago, you would go into a store and you would never really see Stag on a shelf or Weller. The one you would, on occasion, just find sitting on the shelf was the Handy. It was sort of this forgotten stepchild, and I could never figure it out because it was always in my, in my top two or three on its worst year. And this year is absolutely stunning.
This is better than last year.
Oh yeah.
And last year was a
And last year was game. Great, but this is the best one I can remember in a long time.
I agree.
The nose on it, again, the flowers come out. I definitely get the lavender. I think I get a little bit of a violet on it. And a drop of water does bring that floral nose out. Orange, a little bit of lemon on the tip of the nose. It's got a sort of a creaminess to the nose as well. But on the palate,
don't stick your nose in the whiskey.
But on the palate, it's just, it's baking spice, it's orange peel.
You know, after some water, I get almost lemon meringue on the nose.
Yeah, it brought the lemon out too, and then there's some dark chocolate.
This is just a beautiful rye. That's the people just overlook rye. Bourbon hounds
on the palate. There's some barrel char. I get a little bit of a tobacco leaf. I even get a little bit of a black tea, and on the back palate as it's going down, cinnamon, praline, a little bit of anise.
That's the one thing I didn't get was your praline. Maury said anise. I agree with that. You say anise, but the praline I don't get.
Let me redo it for him. Praline.
Praline? No.
You get it now?
Yeah. There you go.
I get the anise. The anise was bigger on the palate before the water. It's went down a little bit, but
yeah.
I mean,
candied oranges.
And the palate just goes, it's huge. It's mind blowing. And the finish, it just goes on for days. I mean, this thing doesn't go away. Even with water in it, it's still, I'm still talking and I'm still tasting it like it's in my mouth. Absolutely fantastic whiskey. If you can find a handy, grab it. Absolutely. If you can find one on the shelf.
And I'm not making any jokes.
I'm not either, because this whiskey's too good to even take that cheap, low road of jokes. All of us would really like a handy, but this one I would rather have than the other one. First off, this would last longer. So, and I could go back to it on multiple occasions.
We were not going
to
go down this road, Bob. Yeah.
And it's, and even at secondary, it's probably less expensive. I'm just saying. Absolutely fantastic
sips
whiskey.
Sips rating, sir?
Sips rating, a well-deserved 11 sips.
There you go.
No, 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Why all did right. we even let Justin read the first two sips readings? I don't understand.
Just habit.
Do we need them today?
Honored in their absence.
Just habit. All right, so let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
So now we're going to talk about Sazerac 18-Year Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 45% alcohol by volume, or 90 proof, as it is every year. The barrels for this whiskey were filled in the spring of 2003 in 2004, and rested in warehouses K, M, and P from the second, third, and fourth floors, which are lower floors in most rick houses, with 74% of the original whiskey lost to the evaporation angels.
That's a lot gone.
And this,
they say it's angel shares, but you know, there's some sneaky employees in there with some whiskey thieves. Just dip it in there.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Oh, we're short a little bit here.
Thirsty angels.
Yeah.
Why is there 27 plugs in the head? Oh, I have no idea. Yeah.
All in the bottom.
Well, they had to repeatedly taste it to figure out when it would be at its peak.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a dark orange this year in color. The nose is like orange peel, lemon zest. Some caramel, raisins, and prunes. Those faded off after the first half hour or so. And the nose, there's an element on the nose that really reminded me of a Cohiba Black cigar. On the palate, black pepper, coriander seeds, maple syrup. And the finish was like mint, tobacco leaf, and oak, as if they made menthol cigarettes for the higher end market. It's the only way I could really describe it.
This is a flavored cigar.
That's a cigar.
It's a good cigar.
Really is. And what did you think, Maury?
You know, I normally love the Sazerac 18. This particular one for me was, especially on the heels of two amazing whiskeys, maybe it would have been different if we tasted them in a different order. I found this to be a little bit light, a little bit pedestrian, a little bit uninspiring.
Because it's 90 proof and you're a proof hound.
Because it's 90 proof. It's a mere 90 proof and it tastes like water.
What has he got against pedestrians? Save the planet, you miserable.
I just thought it was a very nicely made whiskey. I don't know that I personally would run out and spend half a kidney on it or even more.
You're a surgeon. You got those laying around in buckets. What are you worried about?
It's a nice whiskey. I just found it to be a little bit one note, a little bit monotone, a little bit light on the palate. It has nothing offensive about it. It's well made. It just was completely eclipsed on my palate today by the first two whiskeys. Yeah. Sorry to say, Brent.
Yeah, the nose on this one was the best thing for.
Correct.
And then it went
downhill from there.
Exactly. For the same thing for me. I was kind of like, after the first two, I was just kind of like, this is good, but.
What else you got?
You guys
almost had me convinced because I conceded that the nose was the best part. And then later when I came back in, I found that finish is short. But I'm tasting it now after it's gotten more air and it's gotten more complex. Do you guys have anything left in your glasses?
Not one anymore. Plus one equals two has gotten more complex for you as you continue to drink, sir.
Yeah. I think it's still.
I think the finish is short. It's very short.
It's not very short by any means.
Yeah, it's just lackluster for me. They've had a lot better Saz 18s over the years than this one, and it's like it just wasn't there for me.
Considering some of the other whiskeys we taste on the show on a regular basis, come on.
No, it's not a complaint. I agree with Brent. It didn't shine
today.
I
want to stab both of you.
Try a drop of water. Actually, I think it actually helped the finish on it a little bit.
It's all right. If Christmas goes wrong, I'll go over and collect those Saz 18s and enjoy
exactly,
them
myself. Yeah. So no problem. Yeah, I think with a drop of water, I think the palate and the finish definitely got picked up. This is always going to be not in your face of the BDAC collection.
I'm not expecting it to be in my face.
It's always going to be the more understated, at the proof.
Last year I called this like the watercolors versus a big, bold abstract.
I mean, it's got a beautiful nose. I do love the nose on it.
I think the nose is still outstanding.
Yeah. And the nose is absolutely lovely.
That orange and lemon on the nose it's just so much promise.
I'm still tasting the finish. I'm getting... that tobacco leaf and mint and coriander going on there.
Yeah.
It is interesting that it's such a low proof. The water actually still helped it. And I would
agree with you.
Just the tiniest little drop.
But the length of the finish almost doubled with that drop of water for me.
And it got a little more floral.
Yeah.
So I would agree with you on that.
Is it the first two? Absolutely not. But is it... a classic Sazerac 18?
Yes.
Give it a drop of water. It is a classic Sazerac 18.
I think this herbal component with this Sazerac, there's a classic cocktail out there developed in one. It's called the Sazerac for a reason. It's this rye with absinthe, and I think this is perfect.
Well, it ain't that one.
Well, I know. It's not the 18.
Yeah, right, it ain't the 18. Trust me on that.
Please don't do that.
You know what?
No.
I would make an elevated Sazerac with this.
I hit the Powerball. Yeah, that's what we're drinking.
Up to a billion.
At that point, I don't care.
Did anybody win last night?
$1 billion. It's going to be. They anticipate going to $1 billion.
All right.
It will.
Well, we're going to be rating the Sazerac 18-year Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey a sips rating of 4 sips.
That's classified.
Let's go to our next one, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Next, we have the Eagle Rare 17-Year Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 50.5% ABV. It's 101 proof. The 2022 Eagle Rare release was honored with the Chairman's Trophy at the 2022 Ultimate Spirits Challenge. This year's release was distilled in the spring of 2005, and the barrels were aged in warehouses H, K, and L from the first and fourth floor, with 70% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation. That's still a lot of whiskey lost to evaporation.
If I can just make a little minor correction, I believe we're drinking the 2022, and the one that won the award was the 21.
2021, yes.
Just to clarify that.
Yep.
I'm sure you were...
On the nose of this, I get some cherries, a little bit of tobacco. On the palate, let's see what we got here on the palate. Oh. And the palate comes through a little bit more than it did earlier. I'm getting a lot more caramel, a little chocolate. There's a little bit of vanilla on there, which wasn't coming through for me earlier. some oak, some baking spices, a little bit of butterscotch. I think this has opened up a little bit since I...
this has gotten significantly better for me.
Significantly, yeah.
Yeah,
when we first tasted it, I was really disappointed.
I was, too, and now I'm coming back.
It's taken a long time to come around, longer than anything else.
Yeah.
On the table.
Yeah, because I was... This is another one I thought was lackluster when I first tasted it today, and now coming back to it, it's really opened up a lot, so...
It's coating the palate even differently. It's really wonderful.
Yes, yes. It's more of a creamy mouthfeel now than it was earlier.
Right out of the bottle, it was a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
It's definitely gotten better. In my opinion, it's not as great as some of the previous Eagle 17s. Again, a beautifully made
whiskey.
But
when we opened it, it was flat. Yeah. It was flat. And it has definitely made a huge turn.
It's evolved.
You know, yeah. 20, half 30, 40 hour, minutes. Yeah,
half that's hour, the problem. So. How many people actually pour a glass of whiskey and walk away for 20 minutes to an hour?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, most of them pour it into a shot glass and wolf it down and never even taste it. It goes
and you
past
those
their palate down their throat.
On TikTok taking them straight to the head just because they can.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're
doing what?
Something else. Yeah.
Straight bottle straight on TikTok. These guys will buy unobtainium and,
the chuggers,
and they'll chug it online. Yeah. Those people need to be shot.
That's ridiculous.
Well, if you ever go to some of the tasting rooms at the distilleries, they have, you know, they have all these samples on, you know, on a table, and they have those little glass tops on them and letting them sit for, you know, for like a day, you know, and things, you know, that they're waiting on it to let it sample. So they know what they're doing when they're doing this.
Marty,
Glencairn,
are you listening? Watch glasses, Marty. Watch glasses.
That's right. Glencairn makes watch glasses, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They sell them in giant bulk packs because you break so many.
But that's what you see when you go in the distilleries. Yeah. So
I once had a Barolo that took 8 hours and it still wasn't ready. It was the next day that it was amazing. So things air works its magic.
Sometimes you have a 17, 20 year and you have to wait a few months.
All right, we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing a lovely whiskey, the Eagle Rare 17. And what were you saying, Justin?
So, to be fair to anything that's...
To be fair.
Any be bourbon fair. Or rye that's more than 15 years old, you need to have the spirit open for a while. Like, I had a Pappy 20-year, and it wasn't really good until 2 years after I opened it. It took that long for the air in the bottle to
How much was the headspace? How long was that?
So at that point, it was like 3/4 of a bottle left when it started to be really good 2 years later. Mm-hmm. So some of these things, do a small first shot. Don't completely judge it on that, but come back to it over time. And then you're going to get the full expression.
Right. That's what I was saying off air to Harmeet, that I think that the average consumer opens a bottle and tastes it immediately and is not going to walk away for 30, 40, 50 minutes. But I think the one place where a consumer might benefit is you open that bottle, you have the first shot, as you said, you put it on the shelf and you come back to it. And whether that's in a week or a month or a year, there is going to be some oxidation and some air in the bottle. And it's not exactly like putting it through a Venturi, but nonetheless, the spirit should hopefully open up a little bit, and hopefully those second pours will be dramatically yeah. different.
Have you tried putting bourbon through a Venturi and did it do
it? No, I haven't. They
I have one. I have.
Yeah. They make a spirit one.
Yeah. How'd it work for
They discontinued it actually because people weren't buying it. People weren't convinced, but it works fantastic.
Yeah. You can just use regular wine when it's fine. You don't need this special one.
Right,
but,
right.
you know, yeah, I've done it as well and it definitely makes a change.
Cool.
And this one is just, I can't get over how much this has changed.
The only problem with the wine one is you have to pour a bigger pour. Well, yeah. That's not really a problem for some people.
Yeah. Well, not at this table.
That's why there might be something said for putting your bottle.
The spirit one has a little magnetic release, so you pour it to 1 or 1.5 ounces.
And then
it's just, then you press a button and it goes through all at once.
Yeah, it was neat. Okay, it was a kind of neat design.
Well, this is, again, this thing has changed dramatically for me. It's the nose has increased significantly. There's tobacco and chocolate.
Anybody try water yet at all?
Yeah,
I did. Put a drop in.
And oak, and even on the nose, I get a little bit of cedar. And the palate has definitely improved as well. And I'm getting that burnt toffee and a little bit of the barrel char on it.
I'm getting butterscotch on that finish that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate covered cherries that did not get before at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was all tobacco. Now it's beautiful.
We're going to be rating the Eagle Rare 17-year Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
If you get one, open it, pour out a glass, walk away.
I think it's even going to go better than 4 sips if you leave it in the glass box.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably one you want to put
in. If this was a two-hour show, we might hit 5. I don't know.
You know,
we have a sleeper here.
That special decanter you have at your house?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is a perfect bottle for that.
Yeah.
All right, Harm, tell us about our next one.
No, it's more.
I'm glad you waited till I had a mouthful of water.
If you must.
Thank you. So, thanks, Bob. William LaRue Weller.
LaRue. Tough getting that out.
William LaRue
Weller, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 62.35% ABV or 124.7 proof.
I'm just sorry.
And the previous release of this weeded bourbon was honored with a double gold medal at the 2022 San Francisco World Spirits Competition. The 2022 release was distilled in the spring of 2010, and barrels were aged in warehouses C, K, N, or Key for, you know, those of you who are weird like me. C, Key, N, and the second and third, fourth floors. And 64% of the original whiskey was lost to the evaporation, the angels. Those greedy, greedy angels, which is also the name of a great whiskey from India. So the color is beautiful, deep amber. The nose, right away, I got hit with toasted coconut. And that was when we first opened it, and it's still there. I'm getting a hint of butterscotch now that were not there earlier. It's still a little hot on the nose for me. I haven't put any water in it. And on the palate, that toasted coconut comes back, black cherries, molasses, rich and mouth coating. Justin said something off air when we first tasted it, he mentioned it, that made me uncomfortable. This whiskey makes me uncomfortable. There's hints of leather and nutmeg on the finish. It's just rich toffee and it's long and I love it, but I'm still uncomfortable. Justin, you want to say what you said?
Well, I'm sorry we triggered you. I'd be happy to drink the rest of your bottle.
I am very aroused.
I'm waiting for the off-color comment.
Well, I can't say it unexpurgated. I mean, he said something rude. Well, not rude, but
hey, just stop.
It was a physical reaction he had.
Just stop.
It made me uncomfortable. I'm sitting next to him.
Just stop.
Yeah.
It shared my need for your
and listen.
I am very aroused.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Well, yeah.
I'm sitting closer to him than you guys are.
That and
woo.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the next one.
Yeah. I think Harmeet nailed it once again tonight. Today you and I must be on the same wavelength, because I agree with you again. The toasted coconut, both on the palate and on the nose, the definitely caramel and butterscotch, more so than fruit. I didn't really get a lot of red fruit. There was a little touch of dark cherry on the palate, but
that came out with air now, but it wasn't there earlier.
But primarily, you know, molasses, butterscotch, caramel, those kind of notes. Finish is long. really an amazing whiskey. Another one of my perennial favorites. If you can possibly find it, absolutely grab it. It's become from difficult to nearly impossible to find. I don't think we have a production number for this year. Do we, Bob? How many?
No, they didn't say.
But it's tiny production, difficult to get. Most of your excellent retailers.
If you find it at a whiskey bar, buy yourself a glass.
Buy yourself. It'll be what, $90 to $100 a shot or maybe more?
Depends on where you are.
I mean, I don't even think the average really great retailer's getting more than one bottle if they're lucky.
They're not even. Not even. They're really stingy with the Weller stuff. And let me tell you, last year was my, I think Weller was my favorite last year too. And then maybe this again this year for BTEC.
What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this is the one that gives you that beautiful Kentucky hug, and it just, you know, when you, after you've finished it, it just lingers and just travels down your body, and it just hugs you.
Now I'm,
next time
now
drink it, don't I'm put uncomfortable on the outside.
Oh, the outside.
Yeah. Now I'm uncomfortable.
Now the whole,
it'd be less uncomfortable if you put his pants back on.
Yeah, that's true.
The your whole entire mouth just kind of explodes with flavor with this one. It's just burst. It's just pops with all those,
now
with all those
getting,
spices and the vanilla.
Now I'm getting and lavender the and orange peel. It's crazy.
It keeps
evolving.
It is interesting. You made one point, Harmeet, that nobody picked up on, and that is the nose was a little hotter than anything else we've had today. Mm-hmm. Normally, I can stick my nose right in that glass. Today, I'm definitely getting some high alcohol fumes on the nose.
Not that it's a bad thing.
No, but it's definitely a hotter nose, and if you're not prepared for it, you'll singe a few hairs.
Yeah.
I always approach these kind of uncut, unfiltered whiskeys for further away. I would go chin, lips, nose. I mean, start further away before you start nosing the whiskey. Otherwise, you could lose a few nose hairs.
You could afford to lose a few nose hairs. I'm just saying. Yeah,
my wife got me a trimmer for Christmas.
Thanks
for
sharing.
The water made it creamier too.
Yeah,
on the palate.
A little drop.
Water.
Yeah, a little drop. You still get the coconut, but it's more like cream of coconut than toasted coconut.
I like this better without water. I'm the guy who wants water. I like the astringency without water.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, yeah. But the water, just so you know, for a change, added this creaminess.
There's a lot of tannin in this one. A lot of tannin came
really
out of the
oak. I really enjoy this.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's like having a nice cab.
I think this whiskey underscores an important point. This is not the oldest whiskey on the table, and yet it's one of the highest rated ones we've had today. And that just goes to show you can't drink age. You can't drink time in a bottle.
No. This is where I'm at. I mean, when you look back on the BTAC collection, is that a speeding up though?
Or slow it down?
I thought it was going to slow down.
No, move.
Oh, then I don't have nothing else to say, dude.
Thank God.
Great. Let's drink
it. Yeah, we've got one more and we're running out of time. So we're going to be rating the Wheeler Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, a well-deserved.
Oh my goodness!
5 cents.
Yeah. I forgot we had one more, man. I thought
we were done. Yes.
Schmucks.
I thought. Well, you tell us about the last whiskey, then, Bob.
Producer's privilege. This one's always mine.
Okay. Thank you. That's all, folks.
Yep. So I am holding in my hand.
You did a good job last year displaying this one.
Oh, great job last year. I am holding in my hand the George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 69.35% ABV or 138.7 proof.
Now comes the bragging part. So feel free to turn your computer off.
There you go. So we're drinking this and I'm sorry, but
and
you guys
you're
aren't.
Not drinking it. You're very lucky.
Created in 2002 at the request of a fan for a well-aged and barrel-strength whiskey, George T. Stagg Bourbon is well-respected amongst bourbon connoisseurs and spirit judges. This year's offering was distilled in the spring of 2007, making it 15 years and 5 months old at bottling. This year's barrels were aged in Warehouse K on the first and third floor, with 75% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation. This is the highest proof Stagg in the last 6 years.
Woo! So,
and it was definitely higher than last year's. So if you don't remember last year, the Stagg that was supposed to be released just did not meet the standards of the folks at Sazerac. Buffalo Trace looked at it and said, no. And I got to respect the fact that they did not release something that did not meet, you know, they could have put it out and whiskey fans would have bought it, snapped it up. They would have complained, but they would have still bought it and they would have still made money. But they stuck to their guns and they said, you know, if it's not going to meet, we're not going to, you know, denigrate the brand. So that took some guts, and I respect the hell out of them for it. On the nose, Oh, just toasted pecans, honey.
It's pecan. Pecan is what you pee in.
Leather. A little bit of dark chocolate. Some barrel char, some dusty oak. Absolutely lovely. And on the palate, hold on.
How many angels can dance on the tip of your palate?
I'll love if I'm drinking this. Jeez. This is a classic stag. This is like a stag from 8 or 10 years ago. It is huge. It is big. It is mind-blowing. It is the brick to the teeth, the hammer to the face. This thing hits you at 100 miles an hour. And strangely enough, on the nose, you don't get the alcohol blow off like you do on the Weller, which is a good 10 points below. Even at this high rate, you can get your nose all the way in the glass and it doesn't burn you out.
No, all the way in it burns.
Baking spice.
All the way in.
Vanilla. Huge, huge oak. That extracted tannin. Sort of like a dusty carpenter's floor. A little bit of black cherry. A lot of old leather, a little bit of tobacco. On the finish, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Their tasting notes have black coffee. I think they definitely hit that.
I think they're wrong. I don't know where that came from.
No, I'm getting it on the back of the palate. Molasses, oak. Again, some old leather. Just fantastic. Fantastic. What do you think, Brent?
Again, a lovely expression. This one here, the only thing that's missing for me is that big Kentucky hug that just, you know, that takes over from that we had for the Weller. This one here is more powerful on your palate, and it comes through with those spices and that it's cherry pie. Like a spicy cherry pie is on the palate.
It's more of the cinnamon and clove from the pie than the cherry, like the. It's like a really good Pinot Noir when you get the spice from the cherry.
You can't sip this. You have to take a sip and do the chew. You've got to roll it around. You've got to swirl it. You've got to suck in some air.
Did you put a drop of water
and
in, Bob?
And swish it. And when you do, it goes off like a hand grenade. You put water in that, sir, I will stab you.
I didn't put water in it. And actually, I like the Weller without the water. There you go.
Yeah, you've got to swish this around your mouth because it just wakes it up. It's like pulling the pin on a hand grenade. If you just sip it, it goes down and it's lovely, but it's not the same. If you take it,
you have to coat your entire mouth.
And you just swirl it around a couple of times. It's just like boom. It's like good Lord, this is good. What do you think, Maury?
I agree. That's a very nice description, and I think a nice tip for tasting. Again, a perennial favorite of all of ours here. It's the highest proof of the collection this year. You can't say anything bad about Stag. It's always a winner. It's always, not for the faint of heart. It's definitely a manly, masculine, bold whiskey. There's nothing, dainty or finesseful about it, but you know what you're in for, and it never disappoints.
It's like running into a brick wall. It just hits you.
I'm glad they waited a year.
Yeah.
That makes it that much more special.
This is not what was not released last year.
Right.
This was what was made to be released this year. The stuff they didn't release last year is still in the warehouse.
Oh, interesting. They didn't rebrand it as something else.
Still there. Still there.
Huh. Well, it'll either mature into something else or it won't get blended in.
You never know. So what did you think, Justin?
So when I first poured this, I got on the nose, I got some Reese's Pieces along with the full cigar shop masculine flavors.
Are you sure that wasn't the breakfast you had this morning, your Captain Crunch with a mix of Reese's Pieces?
I usually have that, but I didn't today.
Oh.
And then that Reese's Pieces went away, and I got like Red Eye Gravy from Loveless Cafe.
Yeah, see, that's it. There's that coffee note, yeah.
Yeah, and that carried through on the nose and the finish. And was very mild, if present at all, on the palate. It was really, really cool. I'm really glad Stag is back. And it's classic. So if you've ever loved the high-proof Stags, get this one if you can.
And we're rating the George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved.
Oh my god!
5 6. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Well,
if you had to, you know, I mean,
if I had to do it today, I guess today is a good day to show up.
Yeah, you might as well.
You know, might as well.
Yeah, no, it's just like any other day, I guess, you know, around your house. So, the fire department makes pay extra money on his insurance for the amount of ethanol stored in that place. Thank you, Maury.
Bob, another pleasurable day in the basement. The only bad part about today is I had to sit near these two clowns, one with no pants and one who's a little bit aroused.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks for my favorite day of the year again.
And wow. Thank you, Harm.
Thanks for making me uncomfortable, Bob.
You're welcome.
I do love it.
Well, thank for you. Sip, Suds, and Smokes, is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And thankfully today, none of us had to do that. God, I love this job.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.